Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Tēnā koutou katoa wairapa, and welcome to our weekly program, Energise Yourself, an Arrow FM 92.7 New Zealand On Air initiative. The purpose of this program is just to bring you ideas on sport, recreation, health and well-being and fitness and exercise, and to promote my own Karatin Kyokushin Karate Dojo, run by myself. Check us out on Facebook page. And of course, we have a general purpose for Energise Yourself, to encourage listeners to get active, remembering that everybody can move something, and motion changes emotion. No guest again tonight. You just have to listen to me for the next half an hour. I hope that's not going to be too boring. And I'd just like to start off this evening with a quote, because it just ties in nicely with what we're trying to promote through this program, and that is that you can't add days to your life, because, you know, we have a finite lifetime, whether we like it or not, but you can add life to your days. And that is a quote that stimulates me personally. So we're at that time of the year when people who have perhaps decided they would do something about their health in 2025, or could be anything from going for a walk, going for a run, joining a gym, whatever it might be, because our feelings probably are around something like, gee, I probably should do something to get healthier, whether that's, you know, lose weight, spend more time with my tribe, with my peoples, earn more money, and a whole raft of things. So tonight I'm going to challenge you, and the challenge being that if you're thinking and feeling like that, then you're thinking and feeling the wrong way. And I can feel your hackles rising up, and your opinions gushing out. You know, who am I to... Who is Alex to tell you what to do? You don't know my situation, Alex, and you'd be right, I don't know your situation. And, of course, who am I to tell you what to do? Well, nobody really. But one thing I do know is that I do know your potential. And as I said to start with, that everybody can move something, and motion does change emotion. And I do know about your potential, that it's way above how you're currently playing the game of life. Imagine for a moment if you knew that you couldn't fail, what would you do in your life? I'll just repeat that question. If you knew you couldn't fail, what would you do in your life? What would you do with your life? Interesting question, huh? And the answer to that question, really, you need to put aside some time. Just grab a pen and paper and find some quiet time somewhere during your day and just ask yourself, what's going on? I want to have more energy. I want to eat healthier. I want to feel stronger. Whatever that question that you're asking yourself an answer to, what's going on, whatever that question would be, and then ask yourself, how can I go about that? How can I start this whole process? Because the process, it's not an exact science. No one can say this is what you should do. They can give you parameters and give you ideas, which we're endeavouring to do on this show. And you may get a quick answer to that when you ask yourself, and you may not. But if you keep working and asking that question, as and when you can, just sitting quietly and asking yourself what's going on, what is the way forward? How can I become healthier, more energetic, etc.? And all you'll need to do that is about 10 minutes a day somewhere. And after all, we're only talking about your life, your potential. And where would you put that at the moment listening to this program? If you're sitting at home or wherever you're listening, if you are listening, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being I'm off to the Olympics to win a gold medal, or 1, gee, it'd be nice to be able to get off the couch a bit quicker, somewhere in between. Where would you score yourself? Now, I'm going to suggest that you do the following. When you sit down and ask yourself what's going on, then apply a sanity check to what comes up. That is, you ask yourself those who, how, what, why, where, when questions that we mentioned last week. You know, just say, hey, if what comes up is I'd just like to lose a bit of weight, well, then ask yourself, why do I want that? How do I go about it? And just write down what comes to mind. And although it's, as I said, it's not an exact science, it is an exact process, because we are who we are, and we all need a tribe and a group to belong to. And sometimes what we desire and wish for is our tribe. We just need to find a group of like-minded people. So we start out as me and we end up as we, so to speak, if that makes sense to you folks. So now let's have some fun right now. And if you're listening to this, just find 10 minutes and sit down right now and just start working through. Just start asking yourself, how could I fit it in? I've decided that I need to get a bit healthier, so I'm going to start with my food, and we'll talk a bit about that later. So what sort of food will you need to eat to be healthier? Are you getting enough fruit and vegetables, or is it all takeaways? I can hear all the young men living in flats going, ha, ha, ha. But just work your way through that, and it may take days, it may take weeks. And please, if this is prompting you to ask questions and you're not sure where to go, look, you can always call me. I'll just read out my cell phone number. That's 021-247-3446. Or you can get me on the Carterton Kyokushin Karate Facebook page. You can always message me there. And because I just love helping people. So, and one of the ways, of course, we can help people is through this program. Because when most people think about their lifespan or their health, there's really sort of four, if you look at health as being a table or a chair, and you look at it and you say, well, we've got four legs here. One of them is food. One of them is your nutrition. How am I treating that? Do I know enough about nutrition? I mean, we talked last week, there are a number of people involved in the fitness industry in the Masterton, Carterton, Featherston, Wairarapa area who are qualified to talk to you about nutrition. Search them out. Do the Google thing. So that's food. Momentum is the big one that interests me. And we talked about this again last week. So exercise and training, I like in my mind to change the view of that. So exercise isn't training, right, in my belief. Exercise is going for a walk, playing, racquetball, paddle ball, or the latest rage, or as I said, just going for a walk, or doing some body weight stuff at home, or some weights at home, or joining a gym. That's exercise. Training is when you set yourself a goal. So if you want to go running, well, let's just say walking. So if you say, well, I want to be able to walk, cut out a kilometre in 8 minutes. That's way different than just saying I'm going to go for a walk, because that's open-ended, isn't it? But if you say my goal is to be able to walk 5 kilometres at 8 minutes a kilometre, well, then you've got to get your stopwatch on and you've got to get moving, and you might not start off anywhere near 8 minutes per kilometre. However, if you don't measure it, you don't know where you're going, do you? another leg of that table we were talking about is your sleep. Now, sleep is a much misunderstood item of recovery and of athletic performance. If you're talking about training, if you're doing any sort of training with and you've got a goal in mind, you need to get sleep. And however you do that's going to be down to how you live and the circumstances in your home. And of course, then there's relaxation. So the fourth leg of the table, you need to be able to relax. So there's, again, a plethora of ways you can go about that. You know, sometimes just lying on the floor in the lounge while the TV's going, that can be relaxing. You know, I don't know what it is for you. It could be going and watching your children play sport. It could be catching up with a friend at lunchtime. It could be any number of things, but what are you doing to relax? So you've got food, momentum, sleep, and relaxation. And it's interesting to me that the Local Government Act, the current government have sort of taken that to the sword, and the four wellbeing initiatives or provisions that were identified in that Local Government Act were our spiritual, emotional, physical and social health. And it's, you know, one of my goals this year through this program is to make sure that we're driving the message out to people out there. Don't wait for the government to hand you something. Go out and have a crack yourself. Join a group. Find a tribe. You know, you're in charge, and as I said, sorry to labour the point, folks, but everybody can move something. Doesn't matter how old you are, you can move something. So, with all of that in mind, let's keep moving forward. So, what are the benefits of just exercise? Right? Let's differentiate between that and training. So, If you exercise regularly, and that is one of the keys, not once a week, but say every second day, just to get you started, that's always a good goal. One day on, have a rest the next day, so you're not overloading your body or stressing it out. You have a muscular system, you have a skeletal system, your cardiovascular system. Now, that's very important, yeah? Not that muscular and skeletal aren't. So muscular and skeletal come into play as you get older. And I know a bit about that. I'm 78 years old and still exercising regularly. And I can tell you it's huge, absolutely huge, that you're able to move around, get off the floor when you're playing wire-wrapper Monopoly with your grandkids, get off the floor and put the kettle on and all sorts of things, move around quickly. Your cardiovascular health, I mean, I don't have to go into it really, because I'm sure you all know someone who's these days 40, 50 or 60 who's had bypass surgery or had stents put in or had an influence with an issue with their heart and their connecting circulatory system, just for the simple reason that they haven't used that heart. They haven't. Through exercise, we'll just stay with the walking thing. You haven't got out there, put your body under a little bit of stress, got some perspiration going, got your blood, your pulse rate up a bit. That's important. If you haven't done that and you're 40, 50, 60, 70 or whatever age, boy, there could be problems. And again, I just come back to that quote, you know, you can't add days to your life. You can't say, oh, well, I'm going to die when I'm 300 years old. That doesn't work. However, you can add life to your days. And this is what we're talking about. So you've got your respiratory system as well, your lungs. Always good to get the breathing going. As I said, that pulse rate, get it up. A really, really neat factor that you can use is just take the figures of 220 and take your current age off that 220. That will leave you with a number which is commonly known as your high intensity heart rate. So if you're taking it up to that, whatever that number is for you, if you're regularly exercising at a minimal level, 1 or 2 or 3 minutes with your heart rate there, boy, you are exercising. Generally, for good cardio stuff, if you can get it up around 120, which isn't that difficult, you're doing okay. You're working your circuitry and your cardiovascular and your respiratory system, and all of that is going to help your nervous system, and it's also going to help your digestive system. So that those are just some of the factors that you can be looking at, and listen to podcasts. Don't take my word for it. There is a number of people out there that have podcasts going whereby they can and are an influence on giving you information. And this program, I hope it is one for you regularly. Next week we will have our guest will be Russell Genge, who runs the swimming academy in Carterton and the pool there. And it's going to be fascinating to listen to what Russell has to say. I'm really looking forward to that. And some of the people we've had in over the last year, over the towards the end, the latter. So we had one gentleman on, Mike Kenworthy. Mike is a Whanganui born boy. Him and his wife Panina spent some time in Australia. Mike was involved, heavily involved in karate at that stage of his life. Was an Australasian full contact champion. In fact, there's a dojo in Whanganui still bearing his name, the Kenworthy Dojo. But Mike was also, when he was younger, and I found this fascinating, he was also a keen a surf lifesaver, and they got him and a crew got involved with their own programs out at Kauai between 1975 and 1980, and they built their own surf boat so that they could race and surf canoes so that they could race around the country in tournaments, and did very, very well. And when the family came back to New Zealand, Mike was heavily involved with the Whanganui rugby as a development officer, and his latter career with the rugby union in Wellington was a guiding light at the Wainui Armada Rugby Club, and did some significant work there, got them into the Jubilee Cup final, which is the top competition in Wellington club rugby, 1 year, and of course then he stopped, and it just shows you the power of having good leaders. They've never achieved that high again. Another gentleman we had on the show last year was a local businessman, Steve Sale. Now, Steve runs a vibrant and busy and energetic insurance and mortgage company here in Masterton. He's a well-known businessman, and he's been heavily involved in soccer all his life. Actually, I think you're supposed to call it football these days. And more recently, in the last 10 years, has been involved with refereeing. And it was just listening to Steve talk, it was interesting how the progress from being a young lad playing football through to age grade competitions and on to adult competitions and then social competitions and then refereeing, and then as he's a competitive man, moved on from there to be involved in high level refereeing and more these days training referees and involved at that area. We had an interesting lady, Veronica Beale, who's the station manager, interestingly enough, here at Arrow FM. And talking to Veronica, I was fascinated by the fact that at some stage she decided, this is about 10 years ago, if I've got it right, if I can remember, she decided she needed to be healthier, drop a couple of dress sizes, didn't know what to do. I believe she had a neighbour who'd done some walking, so there you go, or running actually, and so there you go, she found herself a tribe right next door, got herself a pair of shoes, and just started off walking three or four times a week, and the progress she made was pretty outstanding over 6 months. So she went from walking one lamppost to jogging one lamppost to walking one lamppost to jogging one lamppost until she could cover a kilometre, and over a period of 6 months, believe it or not, there was Veronica running 5Ks without stopping. And now she's an avid runner and has done half marathons and all that sort of thing. And, of course, in and amongst and around all of that, ended up achieving the drop in the dress size. So fascinating. Another lady that we had on, and I don't know whether I mentioned Jackie last week or not, Jackie Malcolm, who's a school teacher in Carterton. She's also operates a dojo and is a karate instructor in Carterton. Jackie, one of her sporting passions outside of martial arts was hockey, and she served in the Royal Navy of New Zealand, has a couple of children, and just loves exercising and loves PE, and heads up the department of PE in Wairarapa, and is just a vibrant, outgoing mum, and is pretty determined with children at the ages of 15 and 18 to be whatever influence she can be with her husband, Glenn, who's an engineer, around influencing them through the training of martial arts. Another person that we had on was, I refer to this gentleman, although I've only met him once many years ago. His name is Paul Jennings, and I refer to him as the PT Whisperer. He is currently running a gym he owns in Wellington. He has years and years and years of experience in the fitness industry, and is an ex-teacher and facilitator from the New Zealand Institute of Sport. He has a PT consultancy. You can find him online. He works out of Wellington. And particularly he works in the area of weight management with executives, personal training. He made the point that he was talking to a senior female executive in Wellington about her mother, and how her mother couldn't exercise and the rest of it, and he had a cup of coffee catch up with this lady, and he just suggested to mum that next time she was boiling the kettle, she just stood on one leg. And I found that fascinating, because apparently over a period of months, mum went from standing on one leg to when she was brewing herself a cup of coffee or tea, to walking for half an hour around the local park. So, as we say, you know, everybody can move something. Paul's a fascinating guy to talk to. And exercise doesn't have to be complicated. You know, again, Paul was very big on controlling energy levels through nutrition and sleep, and he made the point quite strongly on the program that anything's better than nothing, and I think that's a great way to look at exercise. And I don't know, again, excuse me if I mentioned these people last week as well, but a local lady who fascinated me, who works in representing people with disabilities in the Wairarapa, Marilyn Morrison, and her husband's a football coach as well, and she's heavily involved in Special Olympics, and her daughter brought up a daughter with a disability, and that's a whole story there of how the medical fraternity basically said to her 30 years ago, well, this isn't going to work, your child will never walk, to someone who's walked the Root Burn and the Milford Track and all of those sorts of things. So that's fascinating. We had a local identity who a lot of people in Carterton know well, Simone Grayson. And to use her phrase, there's a lot of plates spinning in her house. She has four children, and she finds time to fit in walking and yoga, etc. And we also had on Rick Bryant, who again focuses particularly around children with disabilities, and is involved in helping people with disabilities, and he's also involved in football. So I hope I'm giving you some background and information. And with a lot of people who exercise regularly, and I'm using the term exercise, and also giving you the outcome of what you could perhaps refer to as consequential thinking. So at the end of the day, there's consequences around how we think. And if we're going, well, I haven't got time to exercise. Well, you're right. You haven't got time to exercise because you're not making it. You're not looking to find the time. If you're telling yourself, I'm too old, I'm overweight, this won't work for me, I've never been sporty. If you're telling yourself all those sorts of stories, folks, I mean, that the consequences of that thinking and that story you're telling yourself is that you are going to be unhealthy, and you're not going to be able to put more life into your days. And I suppose I annoy my own family by suggesting to them that, if they feel tired and lazy and unmotivated now, and of course a lot of, with grandchildren, etc., a lot of my family now are in their, 15, 16, 20, 30-year-olds and higher. And I just say to them, so if you like that at 25, what do you think you're going to be like at 45? Just tack on another 20 years, guys, and it's not good. Would you rather, are you waiting till then to really suffer? Is that what you're after? Is that the consequence you want of your inability to sit down with yourself and work on what the heck am I going to do to be healthier? Because no one's coming to save us, team. The government certainly aren't. So we've got to take control of it. So, look, I'd love to promote further my own efforts in exercise over a lifetime, which have been around karate. But as I said, you can have a look on our Carterton Kyokushin Karate Dojo Facebook page. You can always contact me, send me a text or whatever on 021-247-3446, and we can just have a chat because I know a lot of people in the Wairarapa, although I've only lived here a year and absolutely love it. I know I have met a lot of people that are involved in the health and wellness and fitness industry in the Wairarapa, and I can direct you to someone. I'm not expecting it to be karate, although that would be nice, but particularly young people. if you're looking for just a tribe, just someone that you can work with, well, we can help you. So thanks for listening, folks. I'm just about to see if I can get this computer to do what I want. And play our out music. And thanks for listening.